Yeah, totally working.
It's totally working. Are we
All
going from here? Okay.
right.
Is that our intro?
I don't
Chop,
know,
chop.
just you. All right,
Hello.
totally working.
Totally working.
Yeah, we can start here. Why not? It's not like we have an intro song or
Also, it's
anything
good. We're you're gonna
formal.
maybe chop that.
I might chop it a little bit, but I might leave it all in just for fun. One thing that I don't think we've done yet is introduce who we are
That's so true, 'cause
at the
the
top of
whole
this.
world needs to know this.
Well, and that's what I was like. Of course, we haven't introduced ourselves because anybody listening to this, you
Like
would
I've personally
know,
sent them the podcast
right?
and they're
Pretty
like,
much,
"Oh yeah,
yeah.
that's Dana's voice."
But it
Yeah.
is also
Yeah.
just going out into the vast expanse of the internet
Very true.
where anybody could listen to it on that little map when it shows who's listening each and every week. There was one blip, remember, like right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh
And I'm
my
like,
gosh, yeah, that
somebody's on
cruise
a cruise
ship. Yeah.
ship and thinking, like, I want to
I want to
learn.
listen to a
Yeah,
podcast.
I want to
That's
hear a
funny.
little bit about the Great Catch of Fish or something that you preached on last week. So
Okay.
I'm Pastor Matt Schroeder, and I'm a pastor here at All Saints Lutheran Church in Norwood, Young America, which is the city in Minnesota. And you are.
I am Pastor Dana Becker, and I am a pastor at All Saints Lutheran Church in a small town called Norwood, Young America, Minnesota.
What a coincidence. We both
Yeah,
work here.
you
Weird. We
too.
never talked about that. But anyway, so I was like, it's funny that we never introduced. I also thought it was funny last week that Darla was very vocal in this room. And we were like,
Yes.
oh, it's okay. Darla will sometimes chime in. And I'm
Like
like,
everyone knows who
people don't know
Darla
who
is.
Darla is Dana's dog.
Darla's my dog. She had her hair cut and then came to church. And she had to tell everyone about how traumatic that
Dramatic.
haircut
Yeah, it was
was.
tough.
So it was tough, but
Yeah.
she looked cute.
She looked very cute. Whoever cut her hair did a very good job
Yes, yeah.
and shouted her out on social media,
Yeah,
which I thought
social
was very
media.
funny, and made a joke about how it's the pastor's dog and she needs an
Needs an
exorcism because
exorcism.
she hates the dryer. That was really funny. I liked that. Yeah, anyway. So I thought, oh,
Yeah.
we should probably introduce ourselves and if there's ever somebody else, because it might not just be you and I. We might include other
Right.
people at a certain
True.
point
Well,
in
okay,
the
and
continuing
we kind of
conversation.
did this in the first one, but if you haven't listened to all the other ones, we said the continuing conversations came out of an idea of like we write sermon. We're the ones preaching in this church. We trade off kind of every other week, but there's a lot that doesn't get said or gets cut out of a sermon or isn't the right mode of no
Yeah,
mode of
mood.
mood. I was
Yeah.
I
Oh, you're
that's not
going
the
with
word
some
I
of
was
the
going for. Not the right way to say something in a monologue
Oh, yeah.
that
It's not the right modality
modality.
for conversation.
I was
Yeah.
almost there. I
Yes,
like needed to go over the edge.
because a
Yeah.
sermon is a
Is
monologue.
yeah,
It's
it's
one person talking.
right. And so we were saying, you know, what if we just dug in a little more in a conversation with the two of us, or yeah, if we ever introduce anyone else,
Right.
or Darla,
Or Darla. Yeah.
and talk a little more about what could have gone in the sermon, what came up. Like,
Yep.
so today Pastor Matt preached and
Yay.
I took some notes of like what kind of came up
Yeah.
in my thoughts about this or
Yeah.
something like that.
Because
So,
yeah, there are some things that just don't work in a sermon. It's just
right.
not the appropriate,
Right.
modality to talk through it. So
Modality.
yeah, I know it's a crazy
So
word.
the other thing that we haven't done is we haven't read the gospel that has been preached on in these.
Right.
So there maybe this is a plug of like if you want to hear the gospel,
Yeah.
either read it or we should tell you what it is, or listen to the gospel and the sermon we post as
Right.
separate
Yep,
podcasts.
that's the sermon part, and this is a companion piece
Yes.
to the sermon of if whatever we said in the sermon, and now the conversation is continuing, which is why we call it continuing conversations. And here we
That
are.
might get reworked someday too, but
Maybe,
for now
yeah.
I like continuing
It
conversations
works
because
for us.
it's telling you exactly what it is. Yep.
So to that end, I wanted to, I don't know if you had a place to start.
Well, you should tell them what the gospel is.
So the gospel was Luke chapter 6, 17 through 26. This is the Sermon on the Plain, which is not the Sermon on the Mount or the Beatitudes from Matthew's gospel. It's the same story. It's the same pericope. How about that for a seminary
Whoa.
word? Modality and
Whoa.
pericope. So it's the same story, but this is told from the gospel writer of Luke's point of view.
Right.
So in Matthew's, and I speak about this in my sermon, that in the Gospel of Matthew, the Beatitudes are all the blessings. Blessed are you who are poor, blessed are you who are hungry, blessed mm-hmm. are you who are weeping, blessed are you when people, you know, revile you and persecute you.
Yep.
And that's where Jesus leaves it. And he's also up on a mount. So here in Luke, it's we're on the plain, so he's not up talking down. He's down. And I don't know, it also, and I touched on it for a second, but it also says Jesus looks up at his disciples. Yeah. So he's not up looking down. In fact, he might be down looking up, which is kind of interesting. And here, not only does he say, blessed are you who are poor, blessed are you who are hungry, blessed are you who weep, blessed are you when people hate you and they exclude you and revile you, all that. Mm-hmm. Jesus goes on then to say, and woe to you who are rich, woe to you who are full, woe to you who are laughing. Woe to you when people speak well of you. So Jesus doesn't just leave it at the blessed are those who are one thing. Then he goes and does, and he flips the script and goes, but woe to you who do this and that.
Yeah.
So in that way, there's part of me that likes preaching on Luke's version better because there's more to dig into. Mm-hmm. But also Matthew's gospel is much sunnier. People like to hear that one more because there's no woes in it. Luke brings the woe.
Whoa.
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 And part of the reason why Luke brings the woes is because of that. And I talked about at the end, the Theophilus piece. And this was one of those, who is it? Is it like Coco Chanel or one of the fashion icons had this thing where she said, when you're getting ready in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and take one thing away.
Sorry, I stole your line.
No,
I think that is Coco Chanel.
Is it Coco Chanel? Yeah. Somebody says that. Yeah. And I like that line, not because I'm a fashion icon, which I am not, but because I feel that way about sermon writing. And I feel like Theophilus maybe should have been the one that I left at home. But I don't know.
This is an interesting, we'll have to add this in. Like, mm-hmm. what would you have left out of your sermon?
I probably,
and what did you leave out that maybe you wanted to put in?
I probably should have left it because
I liked it, of mm-hmm. course, being of theology, mm-hmm. but
it's a lot to end right at the end.
Right. And I think sermon writing is so interesting mm-hmm. because you have to go so simple.
Right.
Because there's a lot, and even like I listened to it twice, mm-hmm. and there's one you talked about a word, and I like wrote down the level place of woe, death, and suffering, and I was like, I don't even remember what the word you said was. So like, we just don't retain.
It's
anything.
Too much. It's spoken word is meant to be. It's supposed to be like a story that's easy to digest and listen to
and entertaining and or repetitive. Where mm-hmm. like you're gonna remember it because it was repeated over and over and over. So stuff like Theophilus, they're gonna be like,
I don't know what that is, and I won't remember it, especially because I dropped it right at the end. But I left it in, even though I thought maybe this is the Coco Chanel moment where I should just take one thing away. Maybe that was the one thing. But I felt like it was a good way to end because the reason why the gospel writer of Luke brings the woes is because this Theophilus guy, we can assume it's a guy.
Well, they don't talk about women in the
Bible. They don't talk about women in the Bible.
She
certainly wouldn't get a name if she was a woman. But Theophilus means...
Everyone out there is like, what about Mary?
Yeah, what about Mary? Mary gets, some. There are some. There's Ruth, and, you know, there are definitely strong women of faith in the Bible. And Jesus lifts up women time and time again.
We'll go into that.
Okay. But the gospel writers and the rest of the authors of the Bible don't seem to care enough to even name women most of the time. But Theophilus. Anyway. Theophilus, which we can assume is a man. Theophilus must have been a wealthy and influential figure.
Okay.
Because he got a whole book written for him.
Right.
Right? Like this is the only gospel that is written for a one person.
Yeah.
Like Matthew is the most Jewish of our gospels. So scholars believe that was written for a Jewish audience.
Right.
There was some Jewish community who said, what was this Jesus guy about? And the writer of Matthew said, I'll write down an account for you. And he wrote down the story. And it connects a lot to the Old Testament, which that's why we say it's the most Jewish, because it has a lot of connections back to the Old Testament so that Jewish people can hear these words and be sort of brought alongside.
Yep.
So different gospels have sort of different reasons for existing.
And audiences that they were written to. Yeah.
Theophilus is the guy that was that Luke was writing to. Theophilus means either friend of God or beloved by God.
Yep.
And scholars believe that he was rich and influential because he could read. Most people in that day could not read. You had to be wealthy to go to a school to learn how to read and write. So he must have been pretty wealthy and he must have been educated, and influential enough where the gospel writer of Luke said, this guy needs to hear it. So the reason why Luke gets woes and Matthew doesn't, I think, is because this Theophilus needed to hear those woes, not as to be like, you're cursed, woe to you, but more like, you're a part of this group that needs to stop and turn and be a part of the change that Jesus is working for in the world, serving the hungry and the poor and those who are persecuted and... Yeah, so I was like, I want to end by saying we all here in this congregation, we are kind of Theophilus.
Yeah.
You know, we do hear it from Theophilus's point of view because it's written to him, but also we in our society, we're not all like super crazy rich. Like we don't have yachts and private jets kind of rich, but we're globally very rich in this country.
Yeah.
So we are the ones laughing and full and comfortable. And we need to hear those woes. So that was, I just wanted start by saying, maybe I should have left that out, but maybe it's something that needs to be said. Maybe I could have just saved it for continuing conversations.
I mean, it gives a lot of context into where it was written and who it was written for and by and the message trying to be conveyed compared to Matthew's Beatitudes that don't include that.
Right.
And but I do think you did a good job. I don't know if you said this directly or you know, I heard what I wanted to hear.
which is when you read, kind of that's part of a sermon too.
The listeners hear whatever they hear anyway.
That's the Holy Spirit. That's the living word. That's why we keep doing it.
This idea that like blessings and woes are not, it's not a dichotomy of those two.
Yeah.
They're not opposites. It's not like winners and losers. It's not, you know, blessings and curses.
Yeah, right.
It's like, hey, just, hey, watch out for that. Like,
For the people who are blessed, it's like God sees you and God loves you. You're not cursed. But then, the people who hear the woes, you're not cursed either. But like you said,
I think But it gives those people a message, though, too, like to the woes.
Yeah.
If you're in the woe category and you only hear the blessings, are you trying to somehow shove yourself into those blessings? Mm. Like, like, well, I'm poorer than this guy.
My neighbor down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
sad sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Like, so I wonder if that was a like, just remember, not for you.
It's not for, it's not, not everything is for everybody.
Not everything is for everybody. Cases. And so we have done this kind of not everything's for everybody the last couple weeks.
Yes, we have. It's a continuation.
And I think I've had a challenge in my head of people don't come to church to hear messages that aren't for them.
Right.
And they definitely don't come to church to hear, you know, bad news, not good news.
They
for
want
them.
Good news. Right.
And so, so then what are we doing at church? Like,
if we just want to come and be coddled or something.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I don't think we place that on people. I think that has just become a cultural, like I go to church to feel good about myself and, you know, check a box or like, or get a comforting message. Like there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And some days you need that.
And some days you need that. Start your week off well, or it's just, you know, something you've done for 50 years and you continue to do it every week or whatever. But then like, what is the actual purpose or how do we communicate that that's not the actual purpose? I don't know. Maybe that's the like, hey, we're here. We were called here as pastors to preach the gospel,
right?
Not to coddle you, not to make you feel good about things, not to like justify, you know, whatever. And, but that's also not to say you guys are living all wrong and we're coming in to say that.
But I don't want people to just leave on Sunday and go, good message, Pastor.
Right.
And just leave.
Well,
I want them to have some action to it. You know, there's some meat on the bones where it's like, now go, go and do because Jesus is calling you to through this word.
Well, and I think compliments to sermons are so funny.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Oh, good sermon. And you're like, okay, like,
what was good about it?
Well, that, but also like, it's not preaching for the purpose of a good sermon. Yeah.
That was entertaining. You really held my attention for 10 minutes. It's like, it's not, I'm glad I did,
like,
but it's not what I meant to do.
Yeah. It's this funny, like, okay.
Yeah.
And I had a big issue with being evaluated through internship.
Yeah, that's
because
hard.
You have to be like, that's the,
it's part
you know,
of the thing.
That's part of the thing is people are writing down stuff and, you know, watching you, you've got your whole intern committee who's like, work on this. Oh, I noticed this. And you're being so scrutinized. And in all of that evaluation gets lost, like the actual gospel sometimes then too.
Because they're picking it apart.
You're picking apart like, oh, you were swaying a little bit while you were talking.
Yeah, stay more still.
You looked at your notes a little too
much.
You
said, you lose the forest for the trees.
I'm getting off topic here, but I think that's a like...
That's the point of it. Maybe we should rename the podcast Off Topic. I think there's already a podcast called Off Topic, isn't there? But that's kind of the whole point of this thing is we'll just go wherever the conversation takes us.
Wherever it's going.
Off topic with Pastor Matt, Pastor Dana. It works.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to, I felt myself trying to put me into the blessings instead of the woes.
Right.
Thinking about like, blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, defame you. Like, you know, that we've talked about this. I've had a story recently of being excluded from some friends and from a group and like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
But oh, there's blessings for me.
Yay. There's, like, I'm
so
justified
I'm
in something.
That group and not that it's a contest, but then I went to like, but then what do those blessings actually look like or mean or what is the blessing in that? Mm-hmm. Because also having those be real feelings, real experiences, it doesn't feel like a blessing.
No, it sure doesn't.
To be excluded from some people to like not, and you know, on a smaller scale than, you know, people hate you, revile you, whatever. Yeah. But also like, being excluded doesn't feel
good.
Like a blessing.
No, certainly not.
So I was trying to make a list of like, what is that? Is it a blessing because it reveals some truth about those relationships? Does it like push me to encounter something new or growth? Right. Does it show me some kind of gratefulness for the other relationships in my life who haven't done, you know, like there was this, like, I was thinking about that as we're talking like, wait, that's not. So this blessing from God feels, and you know, Jesus talking about this feels really strange.
Yeah.
When you are in those places.
Right.
Like,
And you're trying to root it in something here and now.
Yeah.
Of like, maybe there's something, some blessing in it now when, it's hard because I feel like when Jesus was talking about the blessings, he's talking about some far off future blessing.
Yeah.
You know, yours is you'll inherit the earth and stuff, but there's also something real in it now.
That's what I have I have an issue with the like some far off
someday
afterlife reward for all of your suffering that you've gone through. And if you've suffered more here on earth, then you get higher rewards in heaven or like some kind of unjustifiable or way to justify what the suffering is here
and certainly
dismiss it.
Like, people in our history have used texts like these to placate the masses when they're being oppressed by tyranny and empire. There would be somebody who come up and you know, this is the opiate of the masses, right? It's like, oh, okay, maybe I don't need to fight for my own rights and you know, the people who are persecuting me because I'm earning something later.
Well,
you know,
I just
that's when it's sort of weaponized against people. So I hear you.
I don't think God plays this game with us.
No,
to say, let me use you as little pawns of, you know, experimentation
right.
and show you how to suffer. And then, you know, once you as mm-hmm. your own merit and challenge and whatever winning
right.
part of it, get through that, then you get the reward. Like right. that places it all back on us again. And I don't think yeah. that's our God to say like,
no,
to mess with us that mm-hmm. way. And like,
right.
Ugh, that's an icky kind of right. God.
And that's why I tried to put in my message the fact that like these blessings aren't about like someday you'll receive a reward for your suffering
yeah.
or like someday, yeah. but more like even when everything in life is going against you, mm-hmm. hear that God is still for you.
Right.
You know,
right.
like the blessings are more for us to not lose sight of that fact that even when everything of this world tells you the opposite, know that you're yeah. still beloved and blessed and God is still with you.
But then that feels like the woes.
Yeah.
Talking to the woes.
Talking
like,
to,
hey,
yeah.
when mm-hmm. all those people feel like
yeah.
God isn't for them,
mm-hmm.
woe, you will be the people
right.
who show them that God is for them too.
Right.
And that's the call of the mm-hmm. woes.
Right.
Is, I'm grouping them into the woes.
Yeah, the, woes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The woes is, yeah, you will be the hands and feet and
right.
mouths mm-hmm. and arms and, you know,
yeah.
people who are embracing.
Yes.
These ones who are struggling, mm-hmm. maybe you're the ones who, while they weep, you show them what it means to laugh. Like,
yeah.
I think that's what felt like the flip of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the turn, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, or else then the cycle just repeats itself, you know?
Right.
It's just like, if you say, blessed are these folks and woe to these folks, it's just like, you just like flip the scales the opposite direction.
Right, yes.
So it's like, it's more bringing these, even though, like we said, it's not a dichotomy, but at the same time, it's meant to bridge the gap, yeah. I think, between these groups.
Well, and that is the plane that you're talking
right.
about,
mm-hmm.
too.
A level place. Level... Yeah, the plane.
What mm-hmm. was the word of level
plane? It's like podmos or something like that.
Okay, because
no,
I wrote down, it's because it's a level plane of woe, death, suffering.
Right.
Is mm-hmm. what you said.
Yep. Padinos, not Padino. Podmos. Podmos is an island. That's where Paul got sent to Podmos.
Padinos. Wasn't Podmos in Harry Potter? What am I thinking?
Harry Potter.
Or is that Padfoot that I'm
that
just Padfoot. Really
yeah.
off?
Yeah, you're thinking of the Marauders.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, Padinos is the level place. And yeah, these, when you look it up
yep.
in the Bible, Fun Bible Dictionary, the lexicon, it's been used in ways to describe places of corpses and disgrace,
yeah.
idolatry, suffering, misery, hunger, annihilation, and mourning. It's these places of like shadowy darkness, you know.
That is really interesting.
It's like it's like the word Sheol, you know,
yeah.
which gets mistranslated in the Bible to hell, when really it just
yep.
means like this shadowy place, this dark place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place away from God's love and light. So this level place, I think, is also the same thing. Of it's just like this plane where dead stuff gathers, you know, like you would see, like I imagine in my head,
yeah.
Like
this like, is the connection to the Jeremiah passage, though.
But exactly
okay.
right, and
okay.
which is why I think they get lumped together, because in Jeremiah they talk about the desert, the shrub in the desert,
yep.
that does not see relief and withers and dies, uninhabitable salt lands. It's like, it's very, I think we're supposed to see the same, we're supposed to envision like vultures and carrion,
yeah.
you know, and like
yep.
just dead stuff and shrubs and dryness and yeah, salt lands and everything. So Jesus meets us in this place of suffering and corpses and disgrace and idolatry,
uh-huh.
all the stuff that we as a society wallow in all the time, right?
Yep.
Like we
yeah.
live in this world where, I mean, look around. It's
yep.
It's bad, right? So mm-hmm. Jesus, though, meets us where we're at and comes to us on this level place and levels the playing field, you know,
yeah.
and says, blessed
yeah.
are you folks that are being trampled upon. And then woe to you folks who think you're so high and mighty that you can't even hear my words, that you think
yeah.
you got it all figured out. You're winning at life. You think you're great. Listen to my words because they're for you too.
Mm-hmm.
And together we're supposed to meet somewhere in the middle. And the rich and the full and the laughing are supposed to turn and find those people who are weeping and empty and create a community where we can support one another, which is why I wanted to bring up at the end the piece about social justice. Because I feel
that
like...
Did you feel just like a
pall?
A cool air go through the room?
A pall fell over the crowd. Yeah, but I was like,
I need
to introduce
social justice. And it was like, you could feel it.
It's like, that's a buzzword. That's a buzzword. Because people hear social justice, and because it's been weaponized, people are like, oh, woke social justice, that means bad. It's like, no, social justice means fighting for the rights.
Right.
Of our fellow children of God, which if you're reading scripture and listening to the words of Jesus, that's what we're called to do, is to fight for the marginalized, fight for the persecuted, fight for the homeless and the hungry
and
the immigrant and everything. And if you're, I don't know.
Fight for all parts of them and their dignity, mm-hmm. not just a fight for, you know, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps.
Now you figure
now
it out.
You do it. Like, that's not...
That's not what it's... Yeah, that's not what we're called to do. That's not what Jesus has ever said.
No.
Jesus will always be found on these places of the plain, the places of desolation and, you know, death and misery and stuff. That's where Jesus goes first to help those people. And we're supposed to, as people who mostly hear the woes... except sometimes, you know, we dabble in that other stuff, but we mostly hear the woes. So we're supposed to then see where Jesus is at work and hear his words and turn and do likewise.
Right.
But it's been something that's been weaponized as like, oh, social justice, those woke, whatever. It's like, it's not woke. It's just the gospel. It's just what we're supposed to be doing, people. Well,
okay. So what was there a like, I don't know. I felt like that was a big moment to bring up social justice because I have brought it up in a sermon before. Mm-hmm. You've done it before. Yep. And people have an issue with that kind of language, thinking that it's that social justice means we give up everything for these people who don't do anything.
Who don't do
or
anything.
Don't want to succeed or don't try to help themselves or are taking handouts. Mm-hmm. And it's been... You know, to which I kind of am like, isn't that like, why are we the ones judging what the motivation is for that? We weren't called to like ask them how much they care or how much they want or how much they're trying.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I think this like that felt like a big moment, even to bring it up.
Okay. I specifically placed it there at the end.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
It woke everyone up.
It woke everybody up when they're falling asleep after hearing me talk for about 8 minutes at that point. But also because it's like I set the table of like, here's what Jesus is saying.
Yeah.
Here's what we hear when we hear the blessings. Here's what we hear when we hear the woes. Here's how we relate to both parties in the story. And now let's talk about what it's all about, which is Jesus is calling us to live this life of social justice.
Right.
Of denying ourselves. Giving of our resources to help those who are empty and those
without
who are
asking
hungry,
them why they're empty.
Without like, I think that's first my justifying thing
is, it. Yeah, like, oh, why are you in this place? Did you make bad decisions? Yeah. No, it's not ours
it's not
to
ours,
ask.
It's not ours to
they,
ask.
They come
we are
hungry,
called to do it. Yep.
They come empty, and we fill them. Yep. That's it. There's Jesus, no, like, you didn't try hard enough. You didn't...
It says in Luke 6, all these people who had come to hear Jesus to be healed of their diseases, people with unclean spirits and troubles, they were healed and cured. There's no passage of Jesus going, I need to check your credentials and I need to see who you are and if you tried hard enough and did you go through the proper channels? No, Jesus served first.
Right.
I would say served first and ask questions later, but no, it was served first.
He didn't even
first
really
didn't
ask
even,
questions. He
no,
was like,
it was just go, go and be healed.
Yeah, or and go and do the same.
Mm-hmm. Like, go and do likewise. That's what we're called here to do. And, so yeah, I don't know.
But is there then something in us that's like, I haven't gotten a handout, or I haven't
so others
received
don't deserve it?
The blessings that he's talking about, or so until I get mine. Right. I don't want other people to get theirs.
Yeah. So why would you deserve it?
Which is also a weird distortion of this, like, do you want to be in this place to be poor and hungry and weeping? And like, What you want that so mm-hmm. you receive the blessing and then everyone else can right. have it. What?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not meant to no. you're not supposed to hear Jesus' words and go, "Oh, I wish I was poor and right. empty right. and weeping. Oh, I wish, because then I'd get
then
the blessing."
Then I'd get the
it's,
blessing.
No, it's if you're in that category that's hearing more woes, it's like, congratulations. You've been blessed yeah. in this world and you've been blessed to be a blessing to others. I know that's such a cliche, the blessed to be a blessing, but it's good.
Well,
it's
yeah,
a good...
it's not to take your toys and go play on your own playground. No. It's to like
yes.
be and, in the middle of that right. playground.
And in this day when yeah. there are people who call themselves Christians and they stand up on the national scale
yeah.
and say, no, no, you serve yourself first. It's us first. And then maybe
and then
if we
family.
Have time to for and, other people, and, yeah. it's like that is strictly unchristian. You yes. just have yes. not been paying
that
attention
is
at
actually
all.
The opposite. Really.
And when people right. who are cutting programs left and right for people who are in need call the people who are in those yeah. programs parasites.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
It is.
People, that's listen to Jesus's words. That's what we're called here to do, is to help people in need. It doesn't matter what you think of them. It doesn't matter where they come from, what they've done to get here. If there are people in need, you're supposed to do something about it. So Jesus isn't saying all these woes to say, cursed are you who haven't listened to me so far. He's saying, just wake up, turn, go do right. it. There's an action right. in it. And that's why I wanted to end with that piece mm-hmm. of like, if you're hearing more woes today, it's not that Jesus hates you. It's just, there's something for you to do now.
Right.
Good. There's work to be done. And right. we're all a part of it as this community of faith. That's what churches are supposed to be doing here. Yeah. That's our job in the communities, to help those in need. That's why we are constantly organizing for food shelves and homeless and the youth shelter, and we're doing things all the time, and we don't ask questions, we just serve because there's a need. Jesus calls us to do that.
Well, and how easy it is to like dehumanize the people who need
yeah.
those things, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Until it's you,
yeah.
until it's your family, mm-hmm. until it's your, you know, yeah. your close people, and that's the like distortion of it is mm-hmm. I help myself and then I help my family and I help my neighbors. Well, mm-hmm. no.
yeah.
In Jesus's kingdom,
yeah.
Everyone is deserving of dignity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone is deserving of life. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether you have a relationship with them mm-hmm. or you care about them.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't actually matter about how much you care, it matters about how much Jesus cares.
Yeah.
Like that's
yeah. And Jesus called us to do that. Deny
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I came here to set brother against brother. And you know,
yeah.
Jesus preached on that stuff yeah. of like, it's not about like your tight little circle and you enrich each other
mm-hmm.
and high five each other and say how great you are.
Right.
It's like
right.
the church was always meant to be this outward facing thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, we gather together on Sundays, but we're supposed to be gathering together on Sundays to, you know, take a big deep breath and to hear this word again and then be energized to go. And then the rest
right.
of the week,
right.
you're supposed to be out in the world, whatever you're doing, whether you're a janitor or you're a teacher
yeah.
or you're a nurse or, you know, whatever you're out there doing, you're supposed to be doing it for the Lord.
Yeah.
Meaning don't be taking advantage of people, you know, treat everybody with kindness.
Right.
If you see somebody in need, do something about it. If you see something you see someone saying something, do something
yeah.
about it. You know,
yeah.
that's what we're called here to do. So the church is a thing that's supposed to be in service of community, in service of social justice. So we might hear those words and clutch our pearls, but it's like, sorry, that's what Jesus has always been about. We need to hear the words again, and that's why we gather again. So yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like trying to think of another, I don't know, personal story or, mm-hmm. or reflection of this, but it feels so relevant to our world and to our
yeah.
community and
mm-hmm. yeah, that's why
and,
we do this.
And I think in the back of my head, I'm thinking about next week preaching about Jesus telling us to love our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
like,
right.
That is
that's hard.
Whew, that's
yeah.
there we go. There's the big call.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, how
yeah.
do,
yeah, love your enemy. Even those people? What?
Even those people, and we say that kind of in jest, but like there are probably people I could name who I actually hate.
Yeah.
Like, I,
yeah.
Right? Like,
sure, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And for probably people I would name I don't actually know.
Right.
You know, oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. like they're yeah. on social media. Or right. They're, like, yeah,
they're a personality they're, talking head.
You know, they've got some power mm-hmm. or something.
Yep. And, yep. yeah.
But as I, like, as I have thought about what emotions go into that, how that has also dehumanized us mm-hmm. in social
yeah.
media,
yeah.
in looking at some of this stuff, I think... Yeah, okay, this is for next week. Sorry. Yeah. I'm already thinking about, like, this continuation of this theme mm-hmm. feels so clear
yeah.
that we've been doing now for the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Jesus is going to say it again.
Yep.
He's going to say it again. Mm-hmm. He's going to say it again. And like, maybe that's all that needs to go into a sermon or a right. gospel or a, mm-hmm. a, you know, whatever. It's just like, These are Jesus's words.
Yeah.
Like I'm not distorting them. Mm-mm. I'm not changing yeah. them. I'm giving them to you yeah. and
hear them and
leave
wherever like, the Holy Spirit is calling you to do. Yeah, it
yeah,
will. And like, we have faith as people who preach that the Holy Spirit will continue
yeah.
to work despite how good or bad our sermons are, despite
yeah.
how well we
yeah.
we bring it all together in the written and spoken format. We just have to have faith that the Holy Spirit can keep nudging and pushing
yep.
and doing
yep.
that work, even when it seems like, oh, these people that we hate, oh, they'll never change. They'll
yeah.
never. It's like,
yep.
that's not what Jesus is calling us to do. If
right.
those people we hated
right.
showed up to church
yep.
on Sunday morning,
yep.
we'd shake their hand and serve them communion like everybody else.
Right.
You know, it's
yep.
like, that's,
yep.
that's the life. That's the life.
Yeah. Well, and I think just, you know, hoping that the Holy Spirit will move however she moves.
Exactly.
Yep. Is like last week I was like, eh, not my best sermon. And then kind of the feedback
yeah,
that
I've heard
that
from a lot of people, they're like, oh, that was so good.
Right. Yeah.
You're
some
like, oh,
some
who?
People or like, oh,
me?
I caught that part of it or whatever. Like, and yeah. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh, so,
yeah.
so that is also the, like, when we are just doing this stuff,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it has to be just these words.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, true.
Now I'm going off topic again. Darn
no,
it.
That's all right. It's okay. This has been off topic with Pastor Dane and Pastor Matt.
Well, I think this is a funny one to talk about because it is so widely known, though, too.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
we've done this conversation now a couple weeks.
Yep.
This is the Beatitudes, the mm-hmm. blessed are yous.
Yep.
And, you know, if you've heard some of the gospel, you've probably heard some
yeah,
of
this.
Yeah,
this is one. This
somewhere.
Is one that's on
so,
people's highlight reels.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to...
So
it's easy to remember.
So it makes it hard to re-talk about or re-
Oh, yeah.
But it also makes it, like, really important to re-talk
right.
about because
mm-hmm.
it's...
Yeah, it's like these are... People know
bigger.
This story already. They've heard
yeah.
it 100 times. People
yeah.
have been preaching on it for, I don't know, a couple thousand years. And it's like, now I got to get up and
yeah.
say something new about it?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Okay, I've got a different direction.
Yeah.
That's the only time you've pulled an all-nighter?
I
was in college?
For the purpose
of... You haven't
of,
done a church all-nighter?
For the purpose of studying. I mean,
okay.
Because a church all-nighter, you can, yeah, I've done church all-nighters. We had an all-nighter for, like prom, the senior, they do it like a
oh,
lock-in
yeah, I
at
forgot
the school.
About that. We did that too.
So I've done those. I've like, me and my buddies have stayed up crazy late, you know,
yep.
in like high school when
yep.
we were dumb. But the next day I could just sleep. I could
True.
Just go
okay,
pass
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this was the first, the only time I've done an all-nighter where it's like, I have a purpose of like, I'm going to wake up, not
yeah.
wake up. I'm going to keep going the next morning. I don't know. There's no. It's weird
There's,
when your
you're
day
not
doesn't
waking
reset.
Up, you're just
anyway.
Just
I'm in a.
Going, yeah.
I'm in a study all night, and
yep.
when it's time to go, I'm going to go to my class. I'm going to take my test. I'm going to do great. It's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was the only time I ever tried that,
okay.
and that was a bad idea because I don't.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't. Yeah, didn't work out. For
well,
me.
And that, but that was a nice wrap up of that story of like the professor met your brokenness with grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was just a good line of like, what if we just practiced a little bit
yeah.
of that?
Yeah.
And maybe that's the on ramp into mm-hmm. the Beatitudes.
Oh,
is
that's
just
good. I could have brought it back around there.
You could have brought it back around.
I didn't do
I
that.
Always forget to do that with my stories
yeah.
in the beginning too, where
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, we should.
Right. I just used it as a way into Jesus pulled an all-nighter with God. And then
yeah.
I brought it back one time to be like, well, maybe Jesus was just cranky and that's why he gave us the
right,
woes because he's
you
mad
did.
At But yeah, that is true. Yeah, because that ultimately is
honestly,
the goal of
how
these
how is Jesus not more cranky? This
yeah,
is my whole thing.
He's got to be fed up with these
I
people.
I feel like I feel like the gospel does him a lot of.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, it seems
they
like
paint
every,
him in this picture, and I'm like, he was probably cranky.
He probably was.
He was probably like, you idiots.
Yeah, every week is the disciples like arguing with themselves about yeah. who's the greatest, and he's like, do I have to tell you this again?
Let it, yeah,
you
like,
guys aren't
on.
Getting it. So yeah, I would understand if Jesus was cranky, but yeah, to bring it back around to like, yeah, this is what the Beatitudes are for, to meet others with grace, even when we don't deserve it. I didn't deserve it. I was stupid. I stayed up all night. That was dumb. And then
right,
I thought, I'll
right.
just take a quick nap, and I totally missed
to
it.
Which,
my professor yeah, should have yeah. been like, no.
Your fault.
No, the
you
exam was at 8.
Yep.
You were not there. Mm-hmm. You get a 0. Mm-hmm. You're not going to fail my class, but like, sorry, you get a 0 on
yep.
your exam.
Yep. That, rules are rules.
Rules are rules. And honestly, yeah, that professor was awesome, but I feel like most of my professors were that way. Mm-hmm. There's something about college professors where yeah. they're like, I don't show up, don't show up, I don't care. Take notes,
right.
don't take
right.
notes. Sit in the back
yeah.
of the class,
yep.
talking with your buddies. I don't care as long
yeah.
as you're not distracting me. Like, this is your life. So, yeah, that was very nice of him to say, just come back later.
Yeah.
But that was a rough day. Rough times.
I mean,
man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bad times.
Yep.
But I did
we
okay.
We did an all-nighter at church a few years ago.
Oh, did
and
you?
I did not last. As the one
no.
in charge, I probably should have stayed up all night.
I couldn't
I was
do
like,
that anymore.
I need a couple hours, mm-hmm. at least on the floor. Like,
yeah, no, I can't do that anymore. I fall asleep no. anytime. If a TV show is on and
oh,
it's
yeah.
past like, I would even say past like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We do.
Wow.
Seriously,
we do need more coffee
we
around
do family,
here.
We do family movie days on Sundays
oh, yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, Sundays are different.
Sundays
That's
are different for
thing.
Us, but still it's like, it's, you know, I'm watching
yeah.
a Disney movie
yep.
that I've watched a million times and I'm like, fall asleep and then I do
yep.
and I'm like
yep.
oh shoot so no I couldn't pull an all-nighter if I wanted to now I feel terrible and I would probably just end up involuntarily passing out anyway.
Well okay, I've also heard this though, wow, we're really getting off topic.
It's okay.
Like when you travel mm-hmm. abroad or you
yeah.
know to different time zones
yeah.
it takes your body a day for every hour that was a time difference
oh, man.
To
yeah.
get back on schedule. So, like, jet lag is real.
It is real, yeah.
Because it mm-hmm. takes so long for your body to readjust to, like, oh,
yeah.
this is what yeah. timing is back.
Very
so.
True. Yeah. Sleep is important, everybody.
Anyway.
Get your sleep.
anyway,
yeah. Don't pull all
nighters. Jesus slept a lot.
Jesus did. And
did
that's a good thing.
Naps.
Yeah. We'll talk about that
maybe
at some point.
Maybe
when
that
we do
helped
the,
him be less cranky.
The storm on the sea when he falls asleep in the boat. Yeah. Rest is a good thing. God told us to rest. It's one
yeah.
of the commandments.
Yeah. Okay,
rest.
Last thing. Is
okay.
there, and maybe this is a good like ending question since mm-hmm. now we've talked about it. Is there anything you would have put back in that got cut from your preparations?
I don't think so. Nothing that, I mean, obviously like there was a lot of ways to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think of the other places I could have gone with it. Because I've preached on this once before too.
Yep.
And what did I think I talked about?
My mom just thinks pastors pull out their file.
Pull out the old ones.
Of sermons and preach it again.
I
so,
just can't. I would
you
be
go,
too
mom.
Bored. Here you go.
He redid
I
the
redid
sermon.
A sermon. I preached on this at this point in my career, which is still very young. I've only done this for about 8 years. I've preached on almost every text because it's
yep.
the lectionary
yep.
is a 3-year cycle.
Right.
So at this point, I've done everything once. We preach every other week, but I've been in contexts where I preached
yeah.
every week for a while. So
yeah.
anyway, I can't remember what I did with my last one, but I didn't go in this direction.
Well, but preaching, what we always learn in preaching class too, is that preaching has to happen in a context,
mm-hmm.
in the culture that it's in the space that it's in. You can't just take a random sermon
no.
from wherever and
it wouldn't
apply
make any
it
sense.
To Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So it has to take in so many different factors. Of,
right, because you're talking to a specific
yeah.
people at a
yeah.
specific place
in
a specific time.
In a moment. Like, even
yeah.
when people go back and listen to sermons,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's different already. Like, things have changed. Since,
yeah, the world is different.
Since you gave a sermon
yeah.
this morning.
Yeah, like, I think I preached on this, like, in my internship,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was like 9 years ago at this point, you
right.
know? So I'm a completely different person. If I would have tried to pull out, which I don't even know if I have it anywhere, but it wouldn't even sound like me probably.
Yeah.
Because my style has changed.
Well, you're
too,
different
so.
Too. Yeah. So,
yep. So I don't know. There's a lot you could do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a lot in here. Like you said, people preached on this for so many years, but
yeah.
besides the Theophilus thing, I could have gone deeper into that. I mean, because that's a sermon all unto
itself.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's a big...
Just go through that, yep. I think, could be something, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
Our microphone stayed live today.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's another thing I meant to address at the beginning is, sorry, the last two of these things that we've done, either your mic wasn't working and then my mic wasn't working. Oh, well, I think they're both charged up.
Meet our brokenness with grace.
Exactly,
right?
Just like my professor. And I wish I remembered his name. I could shout him out, but...
You could just give him a name, though.
Steve. Steve Stevenson. Professor Steve.
Shout out.
We love you, Steve. That all? You got anything else for me?
I don't think so. Cool. Like, of course, there's so much to do, but
yeah,
this was good.
This was great. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Beatitudes. And
we need a way to end. This is what we haven't figured out.
We need
yet.
Like a catchphrase.
We do.
And I'll see you next Sunday. I don't know. That's bad.
That's just.
We need an acronym.
Truth. No.
This church needs more acronyms.
We need.
No more acronyms.
No more acronyms.
Anyway, we will be preaching on the Beatitudes in Lent.
Yeah, I was going to plug that. I think that will be a good opportunity for people to be able to reflect on what the Beatitudes mean for them.
Yeah.
And hopefully get more into this, like, the Beatitudes aren't for me to seek out and find where I can be reviled and persecuted, but where I can seek out others who have been reviled and persecuted and poor and lonely and brokenhearted and whatever they are.
Yeah, I like that. So look for that in Lent. We're going to be doing that on Wednesday nights.
Lent.
So we'll have little mini sermons, and maybe this would be a good time to invite other people into the continuing conversation as people are hanging out, doing dishes and stuff, because we have midweek suppers too. So people will probably be doing dishes. We could just pull somebody from the kitchen and go, come in here and talk to us about the Beatitudes. And we can just...
Oh, we're going to do continuing conversations.
Should we? Wouldn't that be fun?
I mean, yeah.
That could be fun. Maybe we won't.
We need to plan some of this. Yeah,
we will. Anyway.
So we need to have a meeting away from...
Yeah, not on mic. But anyway,
not on mic.
Thank you everybody for listening. And thank you for continuing to check in with us. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.